believe the Lord wants us to not only press towards Him, but to set our mind to push past the things which hold us back. Many, many people are in a holding pattern of sorts, just circling something in their past that possibly should have never happened, regardless as to who's responsible for it. And they just can't seem to leave the place of their brokenness. Maybe it's a fence which keeps our feet nailed to the floor. Let us not allow ourselves to be overwhelmed in the flood of our circumstances.
Let us not allow ourselves to be overwhelmed in the flood of our circumstances.
For some folks, old wounds have become an addiction, and the addicts wander in the cemetery of old hurts and past errors, rereading the old headstones of old things long gone, moaning over old wrongs like a lost spirit out of an old horror movie, saying over and over,
"Oh, I so wish it wasn't so."
Now listen to me. You may have driven yourself far past anything reasonable and done a nosedive into a ditch of your own making. And when all is darkest and you're laying in the bottom of the empty place, too exhausted to even crawl up the ladder that's nearby, in the moment when your heart seems just crushed beyond being able to bleed anymore, right there at that crossroads, a magical place of miracles, as all crossroads are, God wants to bring to you the symphony of the morning that will rise to the ears of your heart. You may not want to believe in the Holy Spirit, or maybe you've been taught there is no such person, but yet, well, there He is, coming to you with a voice like birds singing, like wind in the treetops, and the consonants of His words are like bells chiming in the distance, all a melody so sweet, you can't imagine how to tell about it. Yet, there He is, and He comes to you to give to you His strength to crawl up and go out of your pit. We can't allow anger and bitterness to stay with us so long it grows roots. If we let a seed grow in a rock wall, given time and water, that seed will sprout, and little by little it'll grow roots through the crevices and will eventually split the boundary apart. Anger and bitterness is the same way. It'll grow roots, breaking down our boundaries, eating away at the joy and peace in our hearts until we're just horrible people nobody wants to be around. Who would you say is? If you said the devil, why do you let him ride? You know, if you let the devil ride, the next thing you know, he's going to want to drive. You'd be surprised at the people who walk around angry and bitter. And I wonder, who is driving their car? Philippians 1:9-11. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. The Hebrew word for offense means to stumble or trip over, and related by way of its root word to mean something like a plague. Think of offense like being gripped with malice, potentially capable of causing death. The root word of offense is in the sense of seriously slamming your feet on rocks. In Jeremiah 13:16, Israel is threatened with being allowed to possess toe-breaking offense if they don't repent. The same word is used also in reference to the Messiah being a stone of stumbling. Press past your offense, past your anger and bitterness. We can't stop there and linger in the twilight in the dark. There are better things to do.
There are better things to do.